What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Well, I don't know what I would call me. Sorry, I mean.
Okay. What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Say that again.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Bray.
Well, when they go like like that.
Mm-hmm. Me.
What do you call a chicken bone that children like to have that's shaped kind of like this?
Cool bone. I think grown-ups have fun over there sometimes.
Huh? What?
Adults have fun over there sometimes.
That's true. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut and then it just grows right back.
Oh. Voluntary.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made from cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Cornmeal in the kitchen, we make chicken dressing.
And how do you make the dressing?
Out of the the gravy that you cook the chicken in.
Uh-huh.
And you soak it in mix of onion, black pepper, butter, egg. And you get it all together while you have a good eat. At least I do.
Let's see now. So you get the gravy from the chicken, you put in onion and black pepper and butter and
that's
egg
right.
And cornmeal.
That's right.
And then how do you cook it? Do you bake it?
Well, you can cook it right on top of the stove to cook the onion in it. When you get it mixed, you just put it in the pan and set it in the stove.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal?
Out of cornmeal? Well, I don't know, but the bread.
Well,
muffins,
now...
Corn muffins.
Okay. Now, would those be made out of the same...
Cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what about corn dodgers? Do you ever make them?
Corn dodgers. Well, we make dodgers when we fry fish.
Uh-huh.
And you fry the dodgers and then you fry the fish.
Well, now, are those what people sometimes call hush puppies? Are they the same thing?
Yes, but in Savannah, my husband's in the hospital. What they had hush puppies. They were longer. They weren't the Dodgers. The Dodgers we fit. They were about this long and wasn't much thicker than that.
Uh huh. Well, now the Dodgers that you fix, how are they shaped?
Well, when you get ready to fry them, you just dip them up with the spoon.
Uh-huh.
And so kind of put them in the pan and shape them like.
So a little round. You want to answer the telephone?
No, that's someone else's room.
Okay.
That's someone else's room. My niece's room.
Let me see now this. Oh, yeah. How about corn dumplings? Do you ever make them?
I'm making them when I'm cooking young greens in the spring.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And how do you make them?
Well, you just take your meal and mix them. You don't put no shortening in that. Now, you just mix the plain meal.
Mm-hmm.
And fix them into the little dumpling and put them on top of the pot.
Well, do you just do you put milk in them or water in them?
No, I just take the water and mix them. Make the meal. Don't make the meal too soft. It'll just spray all over your pot in the pot. But you can make it just stiff enough for it to not from the not break. And just lay them on the top of the pot, and they will cook. And you can take the spoon off, bake it, turn it, and lift them off.